The official launch is always one of the highlights of the Karlovy Vary International Film Festival, and this year's, marking the 54th festival, was no exception, as dancers shimmied up and down ropes to a pretty funky version of the Eurythmics' Sweet Dreams. A few minutes earlier, Julianne Moore, the star of The Big Lebowski, Magnolia and The Hours, stepped out of her limousine and onto the red carpet with her husband, Bart Freundlich, who directed Julianne in their latest film, After the Wedding, which opened the festival. I asked them what it was like sharing not only a home life, but a movie set.
It's both easier and more difficult because we know each other so well, so we're able to read each other's moods. I think very, very closely. So there are times when I know how he's feeling and I might think like, ooh, wait a minute, other people might not pick this up. But then again, because we're so close, we're able to do things with each other that other people can't do. And we're also each other's, I think, most important allies always.
Yeah. Does that work for you as well, Bob?
It does, but it's a little simpler for me because when we're on set, I mean, the benefit of working with her is obvious because she's a genius actor. It was very pleasant being around someone who I love and share a life with, but for the most part, it was the work that I cared about, and what you know with her is that you're going to get the best work that you could get from anyone.
Also on the red carpet was actor Billy Crudup, an old friend of the couple, who plays Julianne Moore's screen husband in the film.
Well, we did a film actually together, the three of us, 15 years ago maybe, I can't remember exactly, called World Traveler, where I play somebody who goes out on the road and tries to leave his life behind him, and he meets Julianne's character, and Julianne is somewhat unstable. And so the three of us had worked together before, and the only uncomfortable moment was when we had a kissing scene, and Bart was like, all right, we're going to do one take of that, and that's it. Yeah, but that's about
Don't push your luck, in other
Exactly.
Later, Julianne Moore picked up the festival's Crystal Globe Award for Outstanding Artistic Contribution to World Cinema. Also appearing this year were a handful more big names, including Casey Affleck, but many cinema-goers flock to the festival for the films and actors who receive less attention in the international media, especially homegrown ones. While there were no Czech entries amongst the 12 films chosen for the official selection this year, there were several keenly awaited Czech debuts in other sections, including this one, Old Timers, a feature film based on the true story of two aging former political prisoners who hatch a secret plan to kill the communist prosecutor who put them behind bars in the 1950s. It's the work of filmmakers Martin Dušek and Ondřej Provaznik, already known for their lyrical documentaries A Town Called Hermitage and Coal in the Soul. There's a particularly striking scene where one of the two protagonists returns to a farmhouse where half a century earlier he'd hidden weapons in a wall, now covered over with a layer of styrofoam and brightly painted plaster. Martin Dušek takes up the story.
When you go through the countryside, you see renovated buildings, and mainly in the villages, the old houses are all covered with colors. There's a styrofoam layer on the houses, and on the surface it's colorfully painted. And my idea, our idea was that under this colorful present Czech Republic, there is something old, rotten, and vicious. And our characters perfectly demonstrated this idea.
His co-director, Ondřej Provaznik, agrees that the Czech Republic is still struggling to come to terms with its communist past.
This country really suffers from its past, and it never really comes to terms with its past. But what I think in Czech society, the problem is somehow deeper. And we can see it in nowadays in contemporary situations with our prime minister, with our president, with all these inner parts of our national soul. It's part ill, I think, and we still didn't heal this illness. So it influences our contemporary policy and everything.
This year's event was held as much of Europe wilted under a heat wave, which didn't seem to bother the festival goers as they milled around the rather ugly edifice of the Hotel Thermal, seeking respite in the water sprinklers and the shades of the billboards advertising the films. And once again, politics was never far in the background. Neither the beleaguered Prime Minister nor President were at the opening, but there were boos and whistles for the Finance Minister, Alena Shilerova, as she emerged from her limousine and walked briskly inside. That incident, though, was soon forgotten, and Carlo Vivari got back to what it does best, having a really good time, at least for 9 days in summer. Rob Cameron, DW, Carlo Vivari.